Welcome to the program. Today we're in Matthew chapter 24. The disciples asked Jesus two questions. When shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? We're going to look at these. Stay tuned. Today's headline news in light of Bible prophecy, and as we look into the world today, we see that it's filled with violence, and as we've seen in our last program, Jesus said, when it's filled with violence again, this world, I will be back. Well, if I wasn't a believer, if I didn't know Jesus Christ as my Savior, I'd be very concerned when I watch the news and see what's going on today. However, it's all prophesied, it's in the Word of God, and we're going to look at it in this series. But if you're a Christian, you can sing this song and you can mean it day by day. And with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Loving me, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure.
In Matthew chapter 24, verse number 3, we read, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, that is, Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, The disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now we read here that he sat upon the Mount of Olives. When he started out his ministry in Matthew chapter 5, we read that he took his disciples, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth, and he taught them. Matthew 5, 6, and 7, we have what Jesus taught his disciples as they began their ministry. Now as they end the ministry, they're up into another mountain here, and this is the Mount of Olives. It's interesting, there's a lot of mountains in the Bible. There's seven of them that are a particular focus. One is Mount Ararat, where the Ark settled. One is Mount Sinai, where the Ten Commandments were given. One is the one we're talking about now, at the Mount of Olives. Then we have the Mount Zion, the Mount of Transfiguration, Mount Carmel, and then, as we mentioned, where Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. It's interesting that the lowest one of these mountains is the one that we just mentioned, the Sermon on the Mount. And it goes uphill. Each one of those that we mentioned gets higher until you get to Noah's Ark on Mount Ararat, which is the highest peak of all of these seven mountains. The first one is Mount Ararat, the highest, then Mount Sinai, where the Ten Commandments were given. The next one down is the Mount of Olives, then down Mount Zion, then a little lower than that, the Mount of Transfiguration, and then Mount Carmel. And as we mentioned, the Sermon on the Mount. The one we're talking about right now is right in the middle. It is the Mount of Olives. Well, when they ask the question, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age, or the consummation of the age, he gave them several things in this chapter. Beginning with verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Down in verse 11, he said, Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Now, when the Lord comes back, just prior to his coming, one of those signs is a lot of religious deception. Now, he gives a warning to the remnant here in verse 4. He says, Unto them take heed that no man deceive you. Now, I think sometimes we get the idea because we're going to a church that seems to be very solid, or we're involved in studying the Bible and we really do want to do God's will here, that we're just okay. Well, keep in mind that 11 out of the 12 people that Jesus was talking to here were very solid, what we would call fundamentalists of that day. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Keep in mind, Judas Iscariot had been deceiving them for over 3.5 years, right among them all the time. And so we need to be very careful when we are determined that we're going to do right. The devil's going to attack those that are determining to do right a lot more than he's going to attack those who are helping him out in this age of apostasy. He went on to say in verse 5, For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So he's talking to this remnant, and he's saying to them, Be careful that you do not get deceived, because many are going to come in his name. Now, there's not too many people coming into a hotel where people are getting drunk, or some bar somewhere in Jesus' name. They're coming into the churches. Jude chapter 1, verse 12 deals with that. He said, These are spots in your feasts. They feast with you. 2 Peter 2:1 says, There shall be false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now keep in mind who 2 Peter is written to. It's written to, 2 Peter 1 verse 1, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. So he's saying to the remnant, he's saying to those very sincere Christians, take heed, they're going to infiltrate Paul the Apostle dealt with the same thing in Acts chapter 20, verse 29. He said, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also," he said, "of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after themselves." Again, in verse 11 of Matthew 24, Jesus said, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." Many false what? False prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. The second thing he said was a sign of his return is Matthew 24 and verse 6. "Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Now, there has been wars since the beginning of time, from the Garden of Eden right on to today. There's been lots of wars. There's many wars recorded in the Old Testament. There's battles with Babylon and the Egyptians and the Amalekites and the Moabites, the Battle of Jericho, the Edomites, the Philistines, the Midianites, and the list goes on. But it says here, we are going to hear about wars. We're going to hear about them. And rumors, that word rumors means reports. Now, when we stop and realize that radio has just been out for about 100 years, and the first TV news broadcast in the United States was January the 14th, 1952, and now we are hearing about the wars and rumors of wars or reports of wars instantly. Whatever's going on in the Middle East, it'll come to your computer, it'll come to your television, it'll be printed in the newspapers, it'll be on your telephone, it'll be on your wristwatch if you have one of those smart watches. Instantly, we are hearing and getting reports about the wars that are going on. This is something that has only been available in recent years. And what wars and reports of wars are we hearing about today? There are more than 1,000 people dying in wars every year. There's wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Nigeria, South Sudan, Ukraine, Libya, India, and Pakistan. The terrorism is another area. The death toll averages from terrorism alone 21,000 people a year. In 2014, there was 44,000 people died as a result of terrorism in that 1 year alone. Well, where did I get this information? I got it from the reports. You could go on the internet anytime you want to, check it on Google, find out where the wars are going and how many people died. What did Jesus say 2,000 years ago? You will hear of wars and you'll get the reports of these wars. Be not troubled. The end is not yet, he said. Jesus went on to say in verse number 7, "For a nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places." Well, nations rising up against nations isn't really new, but kingdom against kingdom, I mean civil wars, that is relatively new. Since 1982, Indonesia has been involved in a civil war, Colombia since 1964, the Philippines since 1969, Afghanistan since 1978, Turkey since 1978, Somalia been in a civil war since 1988, Sudan has had three conflicts, Pakistan has been in a civil war since 2004, Paraguay since 2005, Syria, look at the news, see what's going on there. They've been in their civil wars since 2011. Central Africa, they've been in all kinds of wars. South Sudan since December of 2013. Libya, and the one that most recent is Yemen. Yemen has been in a civil war since 2015. That's not so long. However, the death toll has now, in that war alone, passed 230,000 people in Yemen with their civil war. What did Jesus say? Nation shall rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Concerning wars, if you stop and realize that in 1914 to 1918 was the first global war, we call it World War I. It began on July the 28th, 1914. That war started, they were on horseback, and then they progressed to tanks and airplanes, and even had the first gas attack at Vimy Ridge, and the technology all through that war got greater and greater in the sense that they could get more stuff with the sole purpose of killing people. Over 100 countries were eventually involved in World War I, over 20 million people were wounded, and over 16 million people died in World War I. Then we went on to World War II, the bloodiest war in the history of this world, where the death toll varies depending on whose account you look at, somewhere from 55 million to 85 million. In the 20th century, the death that we have recorded due to wars, the statistics range as high as 231 million people. What did Jesus say 2,000 years ago? You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And so when the disciples asked the Lord 2,000 years ago, what shall be the sign of thy coming? The first thing he said was, watch out for deception. Now, there's always been deception in the political world, but when he says there's going to be deception within our churches, not the political world, but false prophets. It's one thing to have deceitful politicians, it's another thing to have deceitful prophets, and that is something that has been out of control in recent years. The second thing he says was, you shall hear of wars and rumors or reports of wars. We're certainly living there at this time. In our next message, we're going to look at the next thing he said. He said, nation shall rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be pestilences and earthquakes in divers or in many places. Once again, in Luke 21:28, Jesus said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, your redemption draweth nigh.
Each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand he leads the way. And with each breath I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground he ever leads me on. Until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. At times I feel my faith begin to waver, when up ahead I see a chasm wide. It's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I am strong when he is by my side. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground he ever leads me on. Until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take leads me closer home. I trust in God, no matter come what may, for life eternal is in his hand. He holds the key that opens up the lead me to the promised land. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground he ever leads me on. one day the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. Until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads